SRN News, I'm John Scott.
The head of the Senate Intelligence Committee says the Houthi rebels in Yemen continue to pose a risk for missile strikes against Israel and shipping in the Red Sea. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton says there's no doubt Iran is really behind the Houthi missile strikes.
Where did a bunch of goat-herding rebels in Yemen get land attack cruise missiles and ballistic missiles?
Cotton says the threat from the rebels was largely ignored under President Biden, but now the Trump administration is working overtime,
trying to rebuild that intelligence picture very quickly so we can finish off these rebels in Yemen.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Canadian Prime Minister Carney is rejecting President Trump's push to make Canada the 51st state. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
In a cordial Oval Office appearance, the two leaders respectfully disagreed about Donald Trump's desire to acquire Canada.
It would really be a wonderful marriage because it's two places that get along very well. They like each other a lot.
It's not for sale, won't be for sale, ever.
Never say never, the president replied, but the prime minister said Canada's views are not going to change. Greg Cluxton, the White House.
In health news, North Dakota now the 11th state in the U.S. with a measles outbreak. The U.S. has 935 confirmed measles cases this year. That's triple the amount seen all of last year. Two children and an adult have died from measles-related illnesses this year. 10 other states have active outbreaks going. Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Texas. Measles is caused by a highly contagious virus. It is prevented by vaccines. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 297 points, the NASDAQ down 90. This is SRN News. The church embraces AI.
According to the State of the Church Tech 2025 report, more and more congregations are beginning to use artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations. But very few pastors are letting that technology anywhere near their sermons. The use of AI by churches has gone up 80% across all ministries. The bulk of the work that AI is doing for congregations concerns communications, making social media posts, and generating emails. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is swiftly remaking housing policy as the Department of Housing and Urban Development drops special privileges for transgender people. HUD is reworking the Obama-era equal access rule that expanded protections to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Also covered are fair housing complaint investigations and federally funded women's homeless shelters where men will not be allowed to stay. This is SRN News. Conservative leader Friedrich Merz has succeeded in becoming Germany's next chancellor. His election drew applause after a historic loss in the first round of voting.
Christian Democratic Union lawmaker Julia Klöckner is greeted by widespread applause as she reviews documents during an announcement after the vote. Merz had been expected to smoothly win to become Germany's 10th chancellor since World War II. No other post-war candidate for chancellor has failed to win on the first ballot. Because the votes were secret ballots, it was not immediately clear and might never be known who had defected from the Merz camp. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tehran has offered to help ease tensions between the nuclear-armed neighbors India and Pakistan. That's after 26 people were killed in India-controlled Kashmir. Islamabad has offered to cooperate with an international investigation. India has not accepted the offer. More details at srnnews.com.